This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. Chris Switz with Morning Devotions. In Australia, we have a high regard for anyone that's really good at sport. I guess we always have. We like the sporting heroes like the American swimmer Michael Phelps. And he's best remembered for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. He won 5 gold medals and 1 silver. Quite an achievement. And he was rightly honoured for his swimming abilities. But 2016 was not the only win in the Olympic Games. He had won a number of gold medals in previous World Games. Do you know, when he was 11, the swimming experts predicted that Michael Phelps would one day rule the world of swimming. And he's been patiently training and growing and learning under his mentor, Coach Bowman. So he practically grew up in the pool. And we've seen the dividends of all that hard work. We seem to build up this image of an elite sportsman like Michael Phelps, that he's an extraordinary man, probably having lived a charmed life. But you know, this super athlete has had some dramatic ups and downs in his life. He won 8 gold medals in Beijing. And after that, he said he despised the image of perfection that his success had created. If you look at his story, in 2014, he was arrested in America on drug charges. It was an extremely difficult time. He seriously contemplated taking his own life. He felt his life and career was over. He faced some very dark days. And someone reached out to Michael before he did anything that he regretted. It was quite remarkable. There was a fellow athlete named Ray Lewis gave him a book, and it was the million-plus seller The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. You might have heard this book, published by Zondervan in 2002. By 2007, over 30 million copies of this marvellous book were sold. It's well worth reading, getting a hold of it, The Purpose-Driven Life. He ended up in rehab, this super swimmer, Michael Phelps, in rehabilitation, reading this powerful Christian book because it addresses one of the big questions of life. Why am I here? And if you've read the book, you'll know it's about finding God and your purpose and giving your life to Jesus Christ. And Rick Warren's opening comments are that life's not about you, but about finding God for yourself. And that thought grabbed Michael Phelps' attention because he really was at rock bottom in his life. The US TV channel ESPN did an interview with him, and he said, "It turned me into believing there is a power greater than myself, that there's a purpose for me on this planet." So here he was with his friend Ray Lewis, offering friendship and support while he was going through the rehabilitation. And he said to him, "Listen, you've got to fight. You can't shut down." And so Michael Phelps followed his friend's advice. He made contact with his estranged father, Fred, and his father had divorced his mother when he was 9 years old. So there was a lot of bitterness that was there in his life, but that dissolved. And he said in this TV interview, "I didn't want to go through life without sharing emotions with my father because I missed all that as a kid." So he came out of rehab in November 2014. He resumed training for the Rio Olympics. He was engaged also to his long-time girlfriend, Nicole Johnson. So things started to look up, and one of America's greatest sporting heroes was deeply moved and challenged by this book, The Purpose-Driven Life. So if there's one thing that the Olympics can teach us, is that hard work and perseverance can pay off. Yeah, but can you measure your life by it? Can an Olympic medal really make you that happy? Well, it proves again, I think, that in thinking of that story, that our relationship with Jesus Christ is the best award that anyone can have. And Michael Phelps stumbled upon that truth. Our sense of worth and purpose was never meant to be in the praises of other people or how good we are in a pool. This book, A Purpose-Driven Life, made all the difference. Michael Phelps said, "It turned me into believing that there is a power greater for myself and for my purpose on the planet." And the Bible says in Proverbs 3:6, "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you." It's not about winning a gold medal. It's about discovering Jesus Christ for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you for that wonderful story of a super athlete. And Lord, thank you that in the person of Jesus, you come alongside and help us in the dark times. And our problem is that we don't always hear that voice. Be with me today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.